This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agutamayed. We're going to look into an inyan on Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf. And the Braisa said on the bottom of Tzadi Tesam Abeis that there are 10 people you cannot give truma to in the threshing floor. Chere Shoyt V'Katan among them. However, you could send to their house, which implies you're allowed to send truma to the house of a cheresh, a shoita, and a katan. And this is something that the Ketzoy Sachoshen delves into. Can you really be yoitze giving truma by giving to a cheresh, shoita, a katan? If you give it to them, are they koinet? Can a katan make a kinyan? If they're not koinet, then how are you yoitze the mitzvah of truma? We know there's an issue, let's say, by Dalad Minim. Can you give a kid a Dalad Minim? Well, we know you could give it to them. The thing is, they can't give it back to you. So under what circumstances does the Gemara hold that you could give Truma to a Cheresh Shoyt of a Katan? So this is something the Ketzoy Sachoshen delves into. And whenever you're dealing with a ketzois, you know, this is one of the lamdisha sugyas in Shas. And the ketzois is found in Siman Reish Mem Gimel of Katan Dalet. Says the ketzois, he quotes the Pri Chadash, Ra'isi bekuntres mayim chayim. I saw in the kuntres mayim chayim lahagoyin hamachaber Pri Chadash. Sheheela, he advanced, the mutter litain lekoyin katan pidyon chamesh lamdaben. Can you give a Kohen Katan a redemption of 5 selah for the eldest born? In other words, let's say a person has his firstborn is a male, and he has to redeem the male. Can he redeem the male by giving the money to a Kohen who's a Katan? Because the Kohen can't be Koine, the 5 selahim. So the Pri Chadash in the Sefer Mayim Chayim, he says that you could do it. Why? Mehai taima de bedas acheres makne islei lekatan zechiyah ben atayra. Even though a katan cannot be kind of something, but if someone else gives it to him and the other person is a gadol and he, so to speak, supplies the das, he can give it to the katan. He can be makne it to the katan, like we say, like Tosfos says in Perek Hiskabel. And the Pri Chadash brings the following raya. He brings a raya from our Gemara. What's the heavy raya? Mehadam rinon in Parag Noisinal Anusa, Daf Tzadik Tesam Abeis, Asara in Cholkel Lehem Truma Beis Hagranois. There are 10 people. We do not distribute to them Truma in the threshing floor. Ve Elohein, Cheresh, Shoita, Vekatan. Cheresh, Shoita, Vekatan. Vatam, the reason we don't give them Truma, Mishum Zilusa. We don't give them personally Truma because it's embarrassing to give them Truma. But v'kulan mishagam lebatam. But all of them we send to their houses. Umashma de koyin katan zoicha b'matanos. That implies a koyin who's a katan could be zoicha in matnas kahuna. So if you could give a katan truma, that means bedas acheres. If someone else supplies the das, he could be makne to a katan. Likewise, there the Pri Chadash wants to say you could give a koyin katan the 5 selah for pidyon haben. And the Ketzoy Sachoshen has 2 questions on this. Number one, Ulani is daiti loishayach b'matanas dasachers makne. By pidyon haben, maybe you could be makne the chamesh slaim, but not necessarily by matnas kahuna. Why? Because kai kivan the kai malon toivas hana ina mamain. In order to have das acheres makne, that means you had to have an original owner. Does the Yisrael own Truma? He doesn't own the Truma. He just has the right to give the Truma to whoever he chooses. That's called Toivas Hana. Is Toivas Hana considered a monetary right? In other words, let's say I have to give it to a Kohen. I have the right to choose the Kohen that I want. You know, I like this Kohen. He's my rabbi or he's my gardener. Whatever. Let's say somebody, I have to give it to a kohen, and I get something out of giving it to this kohen. So, is toivas hana a monetary ownership? Is that considered a mamanos? And the Gemara in Kedushin concludes that manas toivas hana is not mamon. So in that case, the Yisrael doesn't own it. If the Yisrael doesn't own it, then he can't give it to the katan. Im kein ein labalim b'matanos klum ve'eino izoicha hakoyin b'matanos elamayatzmai. Then the koyin, the kid, is not being zoicha to it from someone else. He's being zoicha in it from himself. V'havaloi k'may mitzia. Then it's just like a found object. The ein das acheres makne, that another das cannot be makne. So that's question number one. Question number one of the tzais is that toivas hana is not a mamain. So therefore, how can the koyin be maknet to the katan? That is question number one. And question number two, let's say, question number two is here. Here, look over here. Void kashali tuva. See where the icon is, the cursor is? Void kashali tuva. If the whole reason why a katan could be kaina, the chumas through das acheres, only by katan do we say das acheres makne. We don't say such a thing by a shoita. So this would not be a valid answer for how you could give matnas kahuna to a shoita. The ktsais asks, void kashali tuva lefi taima shakasa prichadash. That's good for a minor or a deaf mute. A shoita has no capacity to be zoicha at all. And the Rav Hamagid said that it's pashut, and the Torah agrees. So then, but the Brisa says you're allowed to send to Chere Shoyta Vikotan, V'chul Meshagrin L'Vateim, Hare Shoyta Nami B'chlal. V'zeh Lesley Zechiyah Menavshe, Afilu B'das Acheres Makna, Shoyta doesn't have Zechiyah, even if someone else is going to be Mezakeh to the Shoyta. So the two questions are the Ketzais. Question number one is, how do we have Das Acheres Makna? The Yisrael technically doesn't own anything here by Chuma. He only has Toivas Hana. Toivas Hana is not a monetary ownership. And even if you say it is a monetary ownership, that would only work for a katan, it would not work for a shaita. So the Ktsois has a very amazing, revolutionary take on this. Matnas kahuna are just owned by the kohen. Ukfar zochza behema Torah lekayhanim. The Torah gave it to kayhanim. Imkein afilu koyin katanami. So then a koyin katan has it. The same way a katan could be yoyresh because the Torah puts it into their possession. So a koyin gets matnas kahuna because the Torah is mezakeh to them. Kamoi birusha desu. V'chi kazachu mididhu kazachu. When the Yisrael gives it to him, it's not that the Yisrael is giving it to the Kayin from the Yisrael's Rishus. The Kayin is Zoyche in it from his, it's his already. He's just taking what the Torah gave to him. The Chayin b'chamesh shloim, the Ben, kivin d'chayvu l'kayhanim, since it's a debt to the Kayhanim, imkein katan nami islay zechiyah, a katan has zechiyah. So that's the hamtsa of the Ktsois. He says, Matnas kahuna is mamon kohanim. The Torah is zoicha to them. And therefore, it's like Yerusha. Then he says, by the five slaim, since it's a debt to the kayhanim, the katan has zechia. He quotes a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara seems to say a katan had money, and the Gemara asks, how does the katan have, Tosfos says, how does the katan have money? And the Gemara says, he earned money. Which seems like if somebody owes the katan money, then he has a kinyan. So the Ksav says, Mvor mizeh d'chol shemagia le'yavar s'chiru savashalai. Anytime the katan deserves payment for work, it's his. He's zoichin what the balabais gives him since it's due to him. So the same thing with Pidyon HaBen. He's zoicha al zechoiv. So now the Ktzoyis has a kasha. Here's a kasha. Ay, by leket shikha and peya, a katan does not have a kinyan midoraisa. Not a koyin, a regular oni. A katan, if you give a katan leket shikha and peya, he's not zoichin midoraisa. Ay, why don't we say, well, the Torah awards an oni leket shikha and peya, so it should be like the Torah's mezakeh to him, so it should be a kinyan. So the Ktzoyis asks, Amnon b'manas k'aniyim mevur lehedya b'shas in b'metzia by leket peya, that a katan is not zoich midoraisa. So the Ktzoyis says an interesting chiddush. He says, v'ef shaloymar d'matnais aniyim shani. It could be that gifts to the poor are different. Why? D'chsiv le'ani v'lager ta'azoy v'oysam. Because by a gift to the poor, you're not giving it to them. It says you abandon it. V'imkein enoy ela aziva. You abandon it. She'yisku b'yme ba'atzmam. They're zoicha themselves. But if a katan doesn't have a yad to be zoicha in it, in other words, truma, the Torah, is mezake to the kayin. Truma is the money of the kayin, inherently. But manas aniyim, you just abandon it, and the ani comes and is koinet. But if he doesn't have a yad, he can't be koinet. Mishem hachi koshe in la yad, liskois loizacha. Avel manas koihanim, to like sivvahu aziva, but manas aniyim doesn't say you forsake it. Havelei mamon koihanim mamish. It's actually the money of the koihanim. Mishem hachi, therefore a shoita could also be koinet the truma, because a shoita could inherit. Mishem hachi shoita nami zoicha v'davar sheyesh lai. And he says, manas kahuna is like wages. Umanas kahuna kein schirus l'kayhanim. It's like wages for the kayhanim, chelef avoida, in exchange for their avoida. Va'afilu kayhanim shepsulim la'avoida nami yesh lahem zechia. And even kayhanim that are disqualified for avoida have zechia in manas kahuna. As Tosfos said, a katan has zechia for his wages. So this is the opinion of the Ktzoyis. The Ktzoyis says, you can't say that the reason why a katan has manas kahuna is because das acheres makne, because the Gemara in Kedushin says that the owner only has toivas hana, and toivas hana is not mamon. And number two, how does that work for shoita? Shoita doesn't have das acheres. So the Ktzoyis has this innovative idea that manas kahuna is the rightful ownership of the kohen, and the Torah puts it into his reshus, and he's just taking what's rightfully his. It's like a yerusha, in a way, the same way a katan could, you could give a katan wages for what he worked, because since it's due to him, it's already in his ownership, and you're just putting it into his reshus. The same thing with manas kahuna. Ay, by manas aniyim, the halacha is he can't have a kinyan d'oraisa. No, manas aniyim, the Torah says, you forsake it. And then he has to become and be koined on his own, which he can't do. But by manas aniyim, it's not like the Torah put it in his rishos. This is the approach of the Ktzoyis HaChoshen. The Baal Nesivos HaMishpat, I believe, has a different take on this. He says, well, I have to say it's been a while since I did a good Ktzoyis Nesivos. He says, "Ulfi ani as daiti, the manas kahuna had the meshagren lecheru shoyt v'katan atamhu, the hadukas of Rachmana v'nasan." The Torah says you should give. Now that doesn't mean lav mishum diyeshchiyav ala baylam. That doesn't mean there's an obligation on the owner. Rak shirachmana zika lahabalim b'toivas hana. It's the Torah endowed the owners for the benefit. Shehim yu chayim litin la'ezer koin shayirza, that he could give it to any koin that he wants. He has a right. The owner of the chuma, the one who's separating the chuma, has a right to give it to any kind he wants. Now, what if in other words, what's the obligation to give to a kohen? Does Yisrael have an obligation to give chuma to a kohen? No, the owner has the right to give to any kohen he wants. Can the owner be mafkir that toivas hana? The Nesiva says, yeah, he can be mafkir it, and then he has no chiv to give it to a kohen. The proof is you could be mekadesh and isha with truma. I don't know how that fits with the ktsois, because the ktsois says that the toivas hana is not mamon, but apparently you could go to a woman and you could say, lady, I have a certain right to give this truma to whoever I want. It's worth something. I'm going to give you the truma for you to give to any kohen you want, and I'm marrying you with that hana. It's a good marriage. Now, how does that fit in with the ktsais? The Gemara in Kedushin there says, toivas hana eina mamain. How does that? Here the Nesivos is saying that you could marry a woman with it.
What has the value of the rights to give it? That it's not the actual item itself, but the rights.
Right, I'm marrying you with the rights. I'm marrying you with the value of the rights to give it. You see, you don't have to give it to the kohen. You could give it to a cheresh ad v'katan, because you don't have to be mezakeh to a kohen. V'akohen yachal yikach ha'isa ba'atzmai. The halacha is you don't have to give it to a kohen. You have to offer it, and the kohen could come and take it on his own. So if the cheresh ad v'katan is not able to take it, that's his problem. Im kein af cheresh ad v'katan yachal yikach. So it sounds like you just have the chiyuv to hand it, and it's up to the kohen to be zoichen it. If he can't be zoichen it, he can't be zoichen it. That's how the Nesivos understands it. I want to show you one last thing. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emuna. This is found in Hilchais Trumais Perek Vav Ois Aleph. Chaim Knievsky brings Bain Katanim and I am Viara Ephraim Yardesim Samachal Sivchesh and Utfas Begilion Shaharach Vazel Lama Yoyz Mitzvah Nasina Becher Shad Vakat and Kim Shain Lam Zachia and Ator Behaving Says Achoshin Asiv Samishpat. So again, the question is, how are you Yoyz say Nasina's Truma by giving it to a kain? So Chaim says like this, Mahanidem Mitzvah, what's the issue? Hari Kasa Rabbeinu Perek Tes Halacha Tes. Isn't the halacha parasa shel kohen sheyald bechar? Let's say the cow of a kohen who gave birth to a bechar, ma'achiloi truma. A Yisrael could feed the cow of a kohen, the bechar of a kohen, truma, shabachar la kohanim, because the bechar belongs to the kohanim. Question: I have a, who are you giving the truma to? You're giving the truma to a cow. So how am I yoytzei the mitzvah of giving truma? I'm not giving it to a kohen, I'm giving it to a cow. Afa gav d'shashum kohen adayin lo yizachu ba, no kohen was zoichen it. V'apari neichol lezaka l'skois. The cow can be zoichet. Uv yushalmi chumas perkinaf halacha hei ikaman demukila b'mezake de'achel ha'kohen. Ayin sham. Some say that it's talking about your mezaket to the kohen through someone else, but the Rambam doesn't say that. So says Reb Chaim, from here we see a very interesting thing. The din of Truma does not require that there be a kinyan. Not like the Nesivos, who says that you don't have to give it. No, you have to give it. But you don't need a kohen. You don't need a kinyan. A mavur, de betruma in sarach shum kinyan. Sha'kohen yizka. The din is the kohen needs to be nene from it. The kohen needs to use it. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, in other words, you don't need a kinyan like the prichadash. You don't need, the prichadash asked, how does it work? How are you giving it to the kohen? But he can't be kohenah, so he says, das acheras. And the ksoi says, well, das acheras is not going to work. The ksoi says, you need a maisa nesina. No. The Rav Chaim Kinevsky says, you don't need a kinyan, and you don't need a maisa nesina. And not like the nesiva say, you don't need a nesina at all. You need a nesina, but you don't need a maisa nesina to the kohen. All you need is that the kohen be nene and use it, and he brings a raya from the Rambam that the cow of a Yisrael that gives birth to a Bechar, you could feed a Truma because the Bechar belongs to the Kohanim, so all that is required is you give it, you are Mehane, and you allow the Kohen's property to be Meshtamesh by. That is the approach of Maron Sar HaTorah HaGoyen Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for joining. And wishing you agut amayid, and bracha v'hatzlacha, and all the best. Kol tov.
Thank you so much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.